Wave travel. We know how waves are generated, but how do they move? This discussion of wave travel will be limited to so-called small amplitude waves. These waves are not very large relative to the depth, perhaps having a height less than about 10% of the depth, and in the deep ocean, their height is relatively small relative to their length. The ratio of height to length is less than about 6%. With these restrictions, coastal engineers say these waves can be described by linear mathematics. One of the advantages of using linear mathematics is that waves with different characteristics can be superimposed by simply adding them at a given location. This can be very useful in describing certain events. However, if the ratio of wave height to depth as waves approach the shore exceeds the values stated, or if in deep water the ratio of height to length exceeds the values stated, more complex math is required. The waves are then referred to as finite amplitude or nonlinear waves. The variation in waves periods in a storm sea usually is considerably less than the variation in their height. For this reason, the shape of an energy spectrum or a wave height spectrum generally is roughly triangular, with the wave period or frequency associated with the most energetic waves corresponding to the peak. The generation of waves at the downwind end of a storm region can, in a crude way, be modeled after a piston extending vertically through the depth and moving back and forth, generating a group or a train of waves. Since there are no walls, the waves will spread laterally as they move away from the generator. As the waves spread and move farther from the source, their height has to decrease. This is because only a certain amount of energy was put into the wave system by the storm. As the carrier of this energy, our wave system, travels away from the generator and spreads laterally, the same amount of energy that was present at the start must be spread over a larger and larger area. Thus, to an extent, the distance of a storm region from a coast determines the intensity of the waves that finally strike the coast. In addition to the spreading, the waves begin to disperse with distance from the generation region according to their periods. Recall that in